Hello, this is Justin Coleman, and welcome back to the Master Sales Funnels podcast. This is a special release of 30 episodes called 30 Day Affiliate Action. And in the next 30 days, you're going to learn how to go from not really knowing what affiliate marketing is all the way to having your own affiliate website, your own domain, and starting to create content to try and push people towards affiliate offers in which you get a nice little commission on the side for helping these people. So just a quick recap of where I've been the past few years. I've made a course. I believe I talked about that a little bit on the podcast. So the course existed when I was doing the podcast back in 2021. Off of that course, I kind of took that content and put it into the form of a book, Master Affiliate Marketing to 10K. Had a pretty good release on that on Amazon, giving it away for free. I gave away like 2,500 copies. I still sell a couple hard copies a month, so the book on the course is out there. And also just growing my family. I've had a couple more kids, or at least one more kid since then. Got another one on the way. So, been pretty busy, but something just kept like gnawing at me, you know. I wanted to be able to help more, and I wanted to be able to come back to my podcast listeners. If you're a returning listener, thank you. If you're new and you're just joining me on this 30-day challenge, then awesome as well. But I really wanted to kind of streamline things. How can people take quick action into getting into affiliate marketing? I mean, I've laid out the groundwork and the basics before in the book and the course, but there was never really a deadline to it. So that's what I wanted to do in guiding you in this 30-day challenge. I wanted to get you started with affiliate marketing and funnels to be able to take that first step, make big change and progress in just 1 month. The plan is to do one episode a day with homework each day to push you to take action. I'm going to have some product recommendations along the way that will help ease your journey, so you can take those or not. Some of them are free, some of them are paid, so pick and choose as you will, whatever makes it easiest for you. But just keep in mind that if you're spending money, that doesn't always mean that you're losing money, because it could be an investment to something greater. A little side benefit of this 30-day series is that it gets me back into the action of the swing of things of making a podcast and helping out you all that are in need, because I've obviously fallen off that a little bit. But I want to come back strong. I want to do this 30-day series, and I want to see you succeed. So there will be plenty of chances for us to communicate, for you to reach out, and I'm going to be helping you personally along the way as well. But we'll get into how we can converse and basically join a community together later in the episode, so be sure to stay tuned for that. But first, I want to talk about what we're going to cover in this 30 days. So it's basically going to be divided into three different 10-day sections. In part one, we're going to cover what affiliate marketing is all about, really, and what it means, and how to use helping people as your fuel to accomplish your goals, because it's not always easy to stay motivated, to stay on track. I mean, money is a good motivator, but it's not the best motivator. So in the first 10 days, we're going to cover some basics that you may learn in the course or the book. But I really want to lay the foundation for people who are just listening to the podcast to make sure that everybody's on the same playing field as we move forward. The next part, the next 10 days, is going to be building your home base. We're going to overcome your fear of, your possible fear of like tech and like where to get started, how to even approach affiliate marketing online. Some of you are going to be at different levels. Some of you are going to know how to build a website. Some of you are going to have no idea. So I want to help with the mindset, and also just kind of give you the framework of how you're going to build your, basically your home base, your website, and how that's going to set you apart from other people in the affiliate marketing space. Which brings me to part three, which is what to do in order to be competitive and stand out. There's a lot of affiliate marketers out there promoting the same stuff that you're promoting, right? So how do you stand out? Because if you're promoting the same thing that the guy next door is promoting in the exact same way, then what's the benefit of somebody signing up from your website or through your links compared to that guy's? Well, we're going to go over how to make your offer unique in such a crowded marketplace. We're going to jump right into the action in this episode. I want to break some walls in your mind that are keeping you from starting affiliate marketing. And one of the biggest ones is the legitimacy of affiliate marketing. People don't think it's a legit way to make money. I know of people who run really large groups on Facebook and they post links to products and they're like, "This isn't an affiliate link. Don't worry, I'm not that type of person." And it's such a stigma that we need to get over, because, you know, they're recommending products to people, and the people in the group in the comments were really interested in this product, and like, the person who's running the group is providing a service, but they're not getting any kickback, and people think money is evil and that you shouldn't be getting a kickback for sharing products. But I just don't understand, because like I said, they're providing a service. They don't need to run the group. They don't need to spend their free time running the group, but they do, and they don't want to be seen as somebody who wants to make money. And I don't understand that, because we need to be able to take care of ourselves before we can take care of others. And if you're not, you know, making money off your recommendations, then you can't help people. You're helping less people, actually, because you don't have, you know, you have to go to your job. You don't have time to be helping other people. You know, you help one or two people with your recommendation, and then you go to your job. So you don't have any time to then reach out to others. It's, I don't know, it's a very backwards way of thinking about affiliate marketing. I mean, we're not going to become quote unquote the man if we decide to pursue affiliate marketing. In my own case, I came into affiliate marketing out of necessity. I had like $603, I think it was, left in my business bank account. At the time, I was working to build websites for people. I got a couple local websites built, but I never really got it to take off. But I saw advertisements for this really cool program called Funnelytics. Now, if you've taken the course or read the book, you probably heard this story, but it was out of necessity that I started selling Funnelytics. I realized that they had an affiliate program. I had to kind of find out what affiliate marketing was, but the lifetime offer to become a founding member on that program was $595. So I basically spent all of the rest of my money on Funnelytics. So I had $0 left. But I was building websites and I wanted to be able to show people, you know, what conversions I was getting for them from their websites. So I bought the program that I thought I really needed in order to make that happen, which was Funnelytics. And it ended up being pretty good for me. I started writing articles about Funnelytics on my blog, which is how I promote content, mainly is by SEO and writing content, providing helpful content to people. I'm big on inbound marketing and that sort of thing for a tactic. So my articles were actually ranking for the lifetime deal, and I was starting to sell some through the actual Funnelytics program. I remember I was looking at my stats at my job back then, and my supervisor sat next to me, and he like poked his head up over the wall and looked at my computer. He's like, "What's that?" And I said, "This is how much I made last night on, you know, affiliate marketing." And he's like, "Oh, well, it was nice working with you." He thought that just because, you know, I made a sale or two overnight, that I was really going to take off and not be working with him for long. So it's really funny just the reactions that people have to affiliate marketing, but it is really a legitimate source of income. I mean, it's a blessing to not only you because you make the commissions, but to the people you are helping, because as long as you're not doing it some backhanded, sleazy way, we're really just helping people find solutions to their problems, and we get to use the commissions to help pay the bills. It's a nice side income as you get started, and eventually it can replace your paycheck if you do it right. And again, we'll go into a little bit about recurring income and stuff in later episodes. It also is a great way to help you start building your own company, because affiliate marketing is selling other people's products, so you don't need your own product in order to get started. You can think of it just like a job in sales. I mean, you don't think that sales jobs are illegitimate. You may think that salespeople are kind of iffy, but again, we want to be more helpful than salesy. Help as many people as possible, more so than just, hey, I need this person's money. But since sales jobs are legitimate, it's really the same thing, except that you get to make your own hours, you get to choose what products that you get to sell instead of joining a company and having to sell whatever they're offering. You get to pick and choose different products that you can sell. So obviously you can sell more than one thing. You're not stuck with that company's line of products. You can, you know, they should still, your products that you sell should still make sense together, because otherwise you're spreading yourself too thin. But you get to pick to work for different companies basically and be their salesperson. And you get to build your own business to get the ball rolling on your own business at the same time, because you're getting that money that you can then use to create your own product or, you know, your own service. Spend money on ads to promote your stuff. So it's a great way to not only replace your paycheck, but start to build your own business. The point of this 30-day series is to take action. So hopefully I've been able to kind of get you in the right mindset of affiliate marketing being legit, and now you're ready to take action. So I'm going to be giving you daily homework. The homework can be hopefully done in a, some of it's going to be in a short span of time, some of it's going to take you a little longer, but it's going to be a whirlwind 30 days, and hopefully by the end you come out having taken massive action and are part of an affiliate program and you're starting to promote that. Today's assignment is going to be a simple one to get the ball rolling. So I am going to give you a link that you can go to, and it's going to redirect you to a sign up for the community. And one great way to succeed is to succeed with help. So help from other listeners who are joining the community, help from myself. I will be in the community chatting with people, joining the forums, answering questions, giving guidance. I want to communicate with you. I want to talk with you. I want to help guide you in this 30 days. So not only are you going to be busy, I'm going to be busy because I want to help as many people as possible with this. You're going to be talking to other people who are doing the 30-day challenge, so likely beginners like yourself, people at the same stage. So not only are you going to get my expert advice on affiliate marketing, having been there, done that, but you can also communicate, bond with, network with people who are also starting out on this journey with you as well. So today I want you to join the community. There will be a free download for a workbook there. Get the workbook, and there's going to be a pledge at the very beginning of the workbook. And if you don't want to join the community, which I think you really should, but if you don't want to join the community, you don't want the workbook for free, then essentially the pledge is that you want to acknowledge that your one job in affiliate marketing is to connect a specific audience to a solution for their problem. I'll say that again. We want to connect a specific audience to a solution for their problem. We want to define what their problem is, and we want to find an affiliate product that is going to help them solve that problem. The pledge also states that you're not going to spam your link out across the internet. We're not going to be slimy. We're not going to be salesy. We want to make sure that we're helping people. We're creating helpful content. So to get started, you have to be in the right mindset. And in order to be in the right mindset, you have to take this pledge either internally or in the workbook, some way or another. You have to acknowledge that you're going to be helping people first and foremost, and that money comes second. A lot more money will come your way if you act this way, so it's good for you anyways. But we don't want to, like, piss off our friends and family by spamming our link across Facebook. We don't want to do those common like MLM tactics and make people mad. We want to be helpful. So join the community, take the pledge. Be sure if you are joining the community that you introduce yourself and write the biggest roadblock to you getting started with affiliate marketing in the forum. So I want to hear your roadblocks. I want to you to introduce yourself so everybody knows, you know, that you are present, you're there, you're going to join them on this journey, and then I want to help bust the roadblocks out of your way and also get you used to asking questions and talking within the forums. So if all of this sounds good to you and you want to join the community, go to affiliateaction30.com. That's affiliateaction30.com. And that will redirect you to the sign-up page for our course on our Rehash Media LLC portal. And it's not exactly a course. It's just shaped that way. So I think it says to sign up for a course, but it's really the community and the forum where we all get to talk and communicate and help each other. The last bit of your homework assignment is to be sure to share this with others who you think are afraid to take action on affiliate marketing. I want this message to reach as many people as possible. I want as many people as possible to take action on their affiliate marketing dreams, or at least their dreams of being able to make money online, make that side income, get themselves out of any hole that they've dug, which unfortunately money is often the solution to that, and affiliate marketing is the solution to needing money. So please share this with people who you believe need to hear this. It's good to give someone the push that I'm giving you right now, and the time to act is now. So be sure to spread the word. Your homework is going to be listed in the show notes on your favorite podcast platform and also at mastersalesfunnels.com/46. This is the first episode of our 30-week journey, but this is episode 46 of the Master Sales Funnels podcast. So please be sure to join me tomorrow as we go over our next action for our affiliate marketing journey. Be sure to earn extra, take control, and help more. Let's tackle affiliate marketing. See you tomorrow.